My kind of photography is a very slow way to do it. It's a big camera. When I took these Bauhaus photographs, especially, I have an architectural studio camera, which is a big thing with a black curtain over the head and the camera, and it looks like a very old-fashioned, but it's a professional way to do this. But in the newer time, I'm using now more digital photography, and it's quite more easy, and the quality is quite the same. And so I changed my way to do it. Yeah.
And what is the sort of artistic procedure? What is the secret of being able with one photo to present the whole complexity of a particular building?
This is a good question. I can't give you a short answer. It's experience, I think. It's more experience. I'm doing that now since 25 years, and I always was thinking how to get in one photo the whole story, and this is a complicated point to explain. It's really a question of experience. You have to find a position in front of the building which is explaining as much as possible, but you should go with me to take a photograph. It's more a thing of instinct, and it's not a thing of thinking about how to get it. It's more just going there, walking around, and relaxing, and smoking a cigarette, and then taking the picture.
In this particular project you presented in Zagreb, it's dedicated to Bauhaus. So can you tell me a little bit more of your discoveries, because Bauhaus is of course a very interesting project, not only artistically but also socially. So how is today perception of Bauhaus in the way of preservation? You saw many Bauhaus buildings. What is maybe some relationship of society towards this heritage? In the meaning of evaluating, preserving such buildings, I guess some of them are in good shape, some of them are not in good shape. So what is like general maybe standing point towards this part of heritage?
This is different. There are buildings which are very preserved, and there are other buildings which are mostly private and which are used by more or less poor families which are still living in these buildings which are made as soziale Wohnungsbau,
social buildings. Yeah.
Social buildings
for people who cannot afford proper.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this was the idea of the Bauhaus. This was a part of the idea of the Bauhaus architecture to make as much as possible cheap buildings where people can live which doesn't have enough money, because after the First World War in Germany there was no place to live, and this is still the same issue. They are living there, and they don't care about the buildings often. Yeah. And so the buildings do not look very good in quite a lot examples, but there are other buildings which are very preserved and which are a kind of museum. And my idea was in the first to take pictures about buildings which are misused and which are under which live under circumstances which are very bad for the health of the building. And mostly I'm doing pictures of this and of these kind of buildings, and so I came to the Bauhaus city Dessau, and I found the Meisterhaus buildings, which are the villas of the masters of the Bauhaus, and they were not in a good shape, and this was interesting for me, and so I started to research and to find other buildings which are also Bauhaus architecture and in bad conditions, it was interesting. So I found very much of them.
Of course, when taking photographs, I guess you also met people who live or use these houses.
Yeah.
So what kind of people did you meet, the whole variety, I guess, but how aware are they of maybe the value of the buildings they are living in?
Some of them bought these buildings in the last years, and they didn't know exactly what they have. They did buy an artwork, and they did care much about the buildings and restore them. But others were not interested in this, and they even didn't know what they have there. And so you can imagine the shape of the buildings in different states.
And for you personally, what did you? Why have you been drawn towards this particular period of architecture, the Bauhaus architecture, for your research?
As I said before, I'm interested in buildings which are which are misused and which are empty or closed and which are waiting for better times. And so I came to these Meisterhaus buildings in Dessau. And this was the first start of my Bauhaus documentation, and then I started to research and to define what Bauhaus buildings could be. If there is a white cube, this must not be a Bauhaus building. It's more the idea was more to define it. What is a Bauhaus architecture? And this must be a building which was made by the architects at the Bauhaus in the time where the Bauhaus did exist until 1933. These are the original Bauhaus buildings, and so I came over the forgotten buildings to the Bauhaus documentation, and then found out some maybe 40 buildings which were in this special cluster structure.
And what about the political context? So Bauhaus was banned at one point, then during East West Germany, in the eastern part it was less appreciated than in the western part. What kind of discoveries have you maybe found in this particular field of rehabilitation, if you want, of Bauhaus?
Bauhaus was not banned in the East German part. It was not very protected. They did not have money. This is always the same reason. Yeah. And even in Western Germany, they had some buildings which were quite rotten. Even from the chief master Mies van der Rohe, there were some buildings were quite bad shape. And there was no difference between East and West. But in the East, there were much more buildings, and they didn't destruct them, but they misused them. So they still were existing. This was good. In the western part, some of them were destroyed because they didn't use it in the early time after the Second World War. Yeah.
And tell me about the exhibition that is placed here in Zagreb. Is it an exhibition that you prepare particularly for Zagreb, or it is kind of a traveling project promoting Bauhaus all over Europe?
It is a traveling exhibition which has been now in a lot of countries. This was made possible by the Goethe Institute, and this exhibition came now from Skopje. And it has been already in countries like China, Peking it was, and in Kuala Lumpur, in Brazil, in France, in Spain, and it's still traveling. I hope there is no end.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.